Time now for your comments. A phone call from Joe Medrano of Michigan regarding my discussion with economists Diane Swonk and Dick Berner about the economic slowdown.
Well, I don't know about being an executive, but down here in the trenches, I drive a truck, and I don't know a manufacturing plant in the area that I've delivered to or picked up that doesn't have somebody laid off, about to lay somebody off, or production isn't down. So I don't know about the maybe recession, but I sure see one.
Now, some clarifications. In his report on employee discrimination lawsuits, David Malpas misidentified a Birmingham, Alabama attorney. The attorney is Byron R. Perkins. On a historical point, in a discussion with Lady Bird Johnson biographer Jan Jarbo Russell, Susan Stanberg said the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Robert F. Kennedy contributed to President Johnson's decision not to seek a second term in office. In fact, President Johnson's declaration came before the assassinations. In my interview with Rhode Island Congressman Jim Langevin, I introduced him as the first paraplegic elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Soon after, there was a message from Cary, North Carolina.
My name is Ann Hall Hines, and I am the daughter of David McKee Hall, congressman from North Carolina. My dad was crippled when he was a young adult. He actually had a disease called osteomyelitis, and it eventually affected his spine and made him wheelchair-bound. He attended the University of North Carolina and received his law degree and served as a state senator and ran for Congress and won the election and became, to our knowledge, the first paraplegic elected to the United States Congress.
And one last thing, it's college acceptance season, when high school seniors run to the mailbox and weigh their chances by the thickness of the envelope. Many of these seniors agonized over writing their college essays, and Morning Edition wants to put some of them on the air. Please include your telephone number and send them, along with your general comments, to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.